Productive Catholic Podcast, Episode 6. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Productive Catholic Podcast. My name is Dean Soto. Today is going to be yet another exciting episode because, yes, we have one more interview in this interview trifecta. Today, we're going to be talking with Mike St. Pierre. And if you do not know who he is, go right now to thedailysaint.com. That is thedailysaint.com, and you will find a website that is wholly devoted to work and spirituality, and it's awesome. So all that coming up. Hey, everybody. Once again, thank you so much for joining. If you do not know what this podcast is all about, it is about Catholics being so productive that they become saints. Yep, that's the essence of it. Working as efficiently as possible, so efficient that you can focus on the things that really matter, which is God, Christ, your family, and other people around you in relationships and so on. First off, thank you so much for all your emails, for your comments, and so on. I am just so grateful. But, and it's a big but. No, maybe I shouldn't say big but on a Catholic show. Anyway, it is a but. I would love to hear your voice. Honestly, I want to hear your voice. So if you can, call my 24/7 voicemail line. It is at 714-643-5301. 714-643-5301. I would love to hear your questions, comments, and so on. Plug your blog, plug your podcast, whatever it is. I want people to hear that there are other Catholics out there that really want to get things done and really just crush it in the workplace. But with that being said, I promised you an interview. And today we have a very special guest, Mike St. Pierre. I had mentioned his blog before. If you go to thedailysaint.com, he is just fantastic when it comes to work and spirituality and the connection between both. A lot of people who come to my blog, I point them immediately to thedailysaint.com because it is just another blog that fulfills, you know, the call of Catholics to really transform the workplace and transform work into holiness, into a spiritual thing. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce you all to Mike St. Pierre. Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
Great, Dean. How are you doing today?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. So for those of those listeners out there who have no clue who you are, even though I gave them your podcast and blog URL, who are you?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And for those who don't know me, I'm the founder of the blog thedailysaint.com, and I've been blogging for, I guess, about four and a half years. I think I was blogging before blogging was cool, or maybe I don't know. Maybe as that word got into the dictionary, there I was puttering around, and so it's really neat to be on your show for a lot of reasons, but one of them is that I think the Daily Saint has a lot of common features as Productive Catholic. And so, yeah, in terms of online, that's kind of my my world. From the day to day, I'm a layman. I am a proud father of three little ones. And so my wife Carrie and I just celebrated 12 years of marriage. So that's pretty awesome.
Ooh,
and,
congratulations. That's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah. Hey, there's a better woman behind this man. And
same here. Very nice. Very nice.
She's fantastic. And so, yeah, so we're blessed. We live in New Jersey. So believe it or not, we live in a nice part of New Jersey. And there's not smog right outside our windows. It's actually pretty nice here in Jersey. And so in terms of, you know, that's kind of our who we are and what we do, and working real hard to try to raise our kids as productive Catholics and faithful Catholics. And you know what that's like as a dad. It's not easy, and there's not really a manual for it. So we're doing our best, and I think most days are better than, you know, than others. So that's cool. And in terms of work, I do have a job, and I'm extremely blessed. I'm the president of Catholic High School, about a half hour from here, not too far from New York City, actually, and it's called Morris Catholic High School. And so I'm very, very fortunate to serve there, minister there. I get to work with some super creative, talented people, and we are leading a Catholic high school. And so it's an incredible responsibility. I think we're doing a great job, and we have some fantastic students. And we're honestly, we're just helping them grow closer to Christ and get ready for college, and really build the skills to navigate college from a faith perspective. So in a nutshell, that's me.
Wow. That is amazing. That is a huge responsibility, honestly. Not only are you raising a family, but you are, you know, in charge of probably hundreds of kids, I would imagine.
Yeah, almost 500 kids.
Yeah, that is that, and you know, almost in a parental type role. I know it's more of the administrative stuff, but as president, you are directly involved in what they learn and how things are kind of organized in the school. Correct?
Yeah, it's really a neat position to hold. I mean, it's a great stewardship. It's a great responsibility. It's kind of a series of roles that start with F. You know, it's the faith formation, it's the finances, it's the facility, it's also the fellowship, you know, making sure it's a fun place for our teachers to work and our staff members. So it's all those things. And yeah, it's a pretty big deal, and wow. But it is a lot of fun, and boy, it feels fantastic when you see kids go off to college, and they love the Lord, and they love to learn, and they're normal, productive members of society. It is pretty inspiring.
Oh, that's awesome. That is fantastic. Wow. So how that must be really busy. You must have a pretty intense workday. What type of, you know, productivity system to use? I know that you espouse GTD a couple times on your blog, but is that what you use?
Yeah, I have kind of a hybrid. What I like about GTD is it's kind of tool agnostic, and so, you know, I've always been kind of an early adopter, you know. So yes, I'm working the iPhone 4 and the iPad and the whole thing, but a lot of that is honestly, at least this is what I tell myself, Dean. It's for the sake of my students so that they know that their president is kind of on the forefront of technology.
That's fantastic. That's like me telling my wife that my new toys are investments.
Yeah, when my wife says, why can't you just use paper and pen, I just shake my head and I say, you just don't get it. I use kind of a hybrid approach, and I remember I was a Franklin planner guy for many years, and I love that. And you know, I went to the Franklin Covey Seven Habits seminars, and I found those tremendous. But I guess in the last couple of years, I've used both a paper and a digital approach, and so I've always got a pad of paper and a pen handy, and I lay out my day. I figure that's kind of the runway. And so, you know, I make three columns. It's really, really simple to do, to connect with people I need to see, call, et cetera, and then to meet with. And that's people that I need to have meetings with. Mm-hmm. And then I guess lately I've been using things on either the desktop, the iPhone, or the iPad for my projects.
Yeah.
And
for people, and he's not just saying things like in general. Right. Things is an application that's a Mac only, right?
As of right now, it's Mac only.
Okay, but it has a very good GTD implementation to it.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to use, and I'm kind of one of those guys that I don't have like a ton of time to learn new systems. So if I can't figure it out in like 5 minutes. it's probably not going to work into my system. So, yeah, so honestly, I mean, that's paper and digital. I use Gmail for email. I've got a personal Gmail, and I've got a work Gmail. I use Google Calendar. I sync it all together. My assistant at work has access to one of my Google Calendars, and so she's able to schedule things for me, which is really, really a huge help. So, yeah, I mean, it kind of forms this ecosystem, and I guess it works. I mean, I try to get a lot done. People tell me I do, so I guess it's working.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's the concept of, you know, having the things to do, those to connect with and those to meet with. Well, I had never heard of that before, and that's very neat. Do you during the day, do you continually populate that, or is that just kind of something that you do right in the beginning? And then,
yeah, the latter. I would say it's something that I try to do right in the beginning. It's like an anchor. It kind of focuses me. I mean, I've already got the appointments already in my Google Calendar, and they've got the reminders are all queued up, so it's going to pop up on my screen or whatever. But I find forcing myself to write it out really, really grounds me and kind of puts me in a little bit of a laser beam focus for the day. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not perfect. I might only do it 4 days a week some weeks, but it seems to work.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, even big names like Brian Tracy, he is a big person on planning your day, like right in the beginning, like because like you said, it is that anchor. I'm really bad at that, but
we all fall off the wagon.
exactly. But I mean, absolutely, I mean, it's extremely powerful doing it that way. Very cool.
My next thing I'm trying to learn is autofocus, and nice. I've kind of flirted, I guess, with autofocus for a few years, but it was only recently when I listened to your cast on autofocus that I said, maybe I got to take a second look at this.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes, a convert. I've converted someone.
Cue the harp music.
Oh, yeah. I actually did an interview with Jean-Remy Dubac, and he, basically his point was that, you know, it's not necessarily about the system, but whatever really works for you.
Yes.
I mean, the fact that you have that hybrid, I mean, you know, obviously it's working. And so that's what's most important.
Right. Yeah. I think it's what works for you and what helps you leverage your time so that you can use it, you know, really to serve God, to be very present to your family. It should be, I think you shouldn't really have to think about your system all that much. It should be kind of like driving, and where you just use it so that it becomes a means and not an end.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. What are your favorite books? If you could give three favorite books to any bishop, priest, Catholic, and so on. Oh, yes. That's a tough question.
Well, hey, you mentioned in an email to get ready for the interview that I could promo and promote things however I like.
There you go.
I actually have on my website, thedailysaint.com, I think there's a tab currently, maybe I'll check as we're talking, called Career Tips. Okay. And on there, I think I actually list several books that are kind of this synchronization of productivity and prayerfulness. But I'm a huge fan of Malcolm Gladwell. I've read all of his books from Tipping Point to Blink to Outliers. I think they're tremendous. The Brian Tracy book that comes to mind is Eat That Frog, which is a terrific book, kind of a classic.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am a huge fan of fellow Catholic Pat Lencioni. And I'd love to see him on one of either your show or mine at some point. He's awesome. I don't know if you've come across him, but
I've heard of him. Have not come got into him yet. So
he's really good, and he's written a series of leadership fables. And I'm big in terms of recommending books and giving books to my direct reports, our administrators, and over Christmas I gave them each a Pat Lencioni book. You know, in terms of other things, I love William Pierce, Spirituality at Work. I love anything by David Allen is good for me. I'm looking at my stack right now, which is right next to me, and I'm reading Super Competent by Laura Stack. I got a preview copy. So far, it's really good. Oops. I am reading Frederick Hess, Education Unbound, and that's very good.
Wow.
And what else? I haven't really dug into it yet, but I'm really excited to read Dan Pink's new book called Drive. Mm. And I'm a big fan of Dan Pink. So, yeah, I mean, I'm trying, and then I'm reading in the car with Books on Tape. So I'm reading that, what am I reading now? I'm reading that book Game Change about the 2008 election. Uh-huh. And, it's totally entertainment. So I'm really enjoying that so far.
That's great. Man,
I'm trying.
That's a lot more than three. But they're great. They're great books. So, man, that's fantastic. That's honestly, a lot of books that I had never heard of before, and I'm gonna have to go out and get them. So,
and maybe when you're on my show, I want to get your list too, because I love sharing book references.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. But yeah, I'm here on your career tips and saw a couple of stuff. I actually saw your career tips beforehand, and for anyone who really wants some awesome resources, it's very concise, but a lot of good stuff.
I forgot that Jim Collins. He's really good too. I really like Jim Collins. Mm-hmm.
Good to great. Actually, a mentor of mine mentioned this book, Good to Great, and it's I haven't got it yet, but he seems to absolutely love it.
Yeah, he's pretty high gear. I really like Jim Collins a lot. And he has a new book out, which I think is called How the Mighty Fall. And I haven't read it yet, but looking forward to it.
Sounds cool. So you mentioned your family and that they've always had a really strong work ethic.
Right.
And can you speak a little bit about that? Because you mentioned your brothers and you mentioned the fact that work has always almost been fun for you.
Yeah, well, it is now, but growing up, I dreaded it, like most kids, right? And I mean, I'm from a kind of an interesting family. I have 66 first cousins, and my mother was an only child, so my dad's side of the family was pretty fertile. And there are a boatload of St. Pierre's up in Maine. Mm. So, you know, my dad grew up in a very stark environment where basically there was farming and there was farming, you know? I mean, it's like if you didn't like farming, it was the wrong family to be born into. So, you know, but honestly, all my uncles, they're all handy. They're all super hardworking, physically strong. I mean, just that kind of prototypical masculine image. That's what these guys are. And my mom's side of the family was super hardworking too. Kind of a different style to work, but equally as dedicated to just, again, those very simple things. You know, you earn your keep, mm-hmm. you pray, you worship God on Sunday, you try to link all that together, and, you know, out comes a really good life. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of in my DNA, and don't get me wrong, I'm as lazy as the next guy, like David Allen says. I mean, if I can figure out a faster way to do something, I'm there, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, I tell that to everyone, too. I mean, I was reading the book Rework. That's actually one of my favorite books.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Great stuff. And you know, they mentioned that, you know, being efficient is kind of like being lazy, but you are, you know, you're really working because you're thinking of ways to better do something.
Yes.
But yeah, I totally understand what you mean by that. That's great. So, like, were you ever intimidated? Because you know, if you have your family on one side that is really, really, kind of burly, doing work with your hands and so on, did you ever, feel as though you weren't adequate enough?
Yeah, every day, Dean. I mean, see, I'm not like that handy. I mean, you know, I'm not as bad as some people. I'm not going to out anyone here, like any of my friends here in Jersey or any of my brothers. But, yeah, I mean, I was a philosophy major as an undergrad at Catholic University. And that was, let's just say that did not really fit into the mold of what my family had been used to. And then I wanted to do a year of volunteer service. And let's just say that that definitely did not fit into the mold, you know? So, but you know what? I'm the youngest of three. And so I guess it's kind of in my veins to do new things and that kind of deal. So yeah, but it hasn't been easy. And, you know, I'm even in my immediate family, I'm the only one who's, you know, gotten a master's degree, much less two. I'm the only one in education. You know, I mean, things that there are millions of people in the rest of the world who have, you know, dipped their foot in that pool. But just in my family, it's, you know, typically either they're in finance or they're in engineering. Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, it was not easy. I remember graduating from college and having to create a top 10 list for my parents as to why a sane person might actually do a year of volunteer work after graduating with a college degree. And, you know, they came around eventually, and they're amazing people, and they really did come around, but it was not easy. And, but I think, you know, hey, but been doing this for a while now, and I think people see kind of where God was leading the whole thing. And, I think it's worked out okay.
Yeah, definitely. That's that's a tough situation to be in, but you know, you push through it, and you know, you prove that was the right thing to do. Hindsight, you're working probably just as hard as they were, and might not have been the same thing that they wanted, but you're doing, I mean, doing awesome things, especially with the Daily Saint and then being president of a school, an entire school. So
yeah, they're, you know, I guess they're just different things, and it's a matter of how you define success. I mean, if it's only about making money, mm-hmm. then I'm not considered, you know, mm-hmm. a success compared to some. But on the flip side, I have a file, I call it the smile file, in my desk drawer, and it's, you know, it's a note from an alumni. It's a member of our graduated class. It's a parent thank you letter. It's an wow. email that's really, really heartfelt. And, you know, if I were sitting behind a computer all day, or if I were, I don't know, writing code, or if I was whatever, a Wall Street trader, I might not have a smile file. You know, I might. I mean, it's not to say that, I mean, God needs great people in every profession, but it's easy to find really clear moments of inspiration in the work that I do. So I guess that's something to be pretty thankful for.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a huge intangible that someone who is doing something, like you said, like programming or accounting, I mean, even, you know, even if you're making money as a lawyer, you're probably not getting that type of intangible feedback. And that's pretty amazing. I mean, it must be extremely fulfilling.
Yeah, I mean, not every day, but enough days to keep going, you know, because you get plenty of flack too. And, you know, when you're, we have, you know, we like to say that our school is where leadership comes to life, that it's almost a learning lab, if you will, or a teaching hospital for emerging leaders. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, I mean, I'm very passionate about. I know you are too, but it's also this idea that when you're a leader, you also become a lightning rod for people's criticisms, and you know, you're going to take the praise when things go well, but you better be ready for the blame when the bottom falls out too. So it's not all roses, but it sure does have its benefits.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. I had a question lined up, but you actually made me kind of want to fork, but I'm going to go with my original question. Okay. The kind of going back to work and spirituality, and then we'll get back, we'll go to leadership after that. But so why do Catholics need to work efficiently, or why do they need to work effectively in your view?
Gosh, wow. I mean, if nothing else, we spend most of our life either at work or doing work. You know, whether the work is, you know, your wife and mine, which is much, much harder work than what we're doing, I would imagine, you know, mm-hmm. they're family, they're the glue of our whole family makeup. I mean, that is super hard work, whether a person is the attorney, the maintenance man. I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's all work, you know. So I think that that's, if nothing else, I mean, it's where they're just spending a whole lot of time. And so why not find a way to consecrate it to God? It's like, you know, St. Paul says, pray at all times, pray without ceasing. Well, the only way to do that, I mean, you could be in front of the Blessed Sacrament 24/7, but let's just be honest. I mean, it ain't going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
So, whereas we are going to be making money for our families, we are going to be contributing to good products, we are going to be, you know, whatever, leading a school. And so if we can consecrate that, we are going to be driving trucks, we are going to be laying pipe, we are going to be, you know, coding in, I don't know, HTML5. I mean, that's like life, that's stuff, you know, and it's real. And that's the marrow of most people's lives. So why not find a way to consecrate it to God? And in that way, even the most, you know, perceived menial task can become a prayerful one. And I think one of the things I've been doing this summer is trying to study whatever church documents I can get my hands on that speak about this spirituality of work. And the sad thing is, Dean, is there aren't a lot of documents that go into it, but ones that do, I mean, there are real pearls there. And one of the things that they say is that, look, whenever you're contributing to the common good, that is spiritual. You know, whenever you're not demeaning someone, that's spiritual. And so, you know, I mean, for us, when we have a budget meeting, we'll pray before our budget meeting, and it's always something like, you know, God, just let us be good stewards of what we have. And so for us, I mean, coming in on budget is a spiritual thing. It's not like, okay, here's business time, and then oh, we'll go pray and light a candle. It's all kind of linked together, and so, you know, those are just a few things that come to mind.
I completely agree, and That's great that you mentioned that at the end about the, you know, it's not a separate thing, which it's almost like, from what I've seen, it's almost like a habit. You know, work is where I go and do work, and then, you know, even I fall into the trap. And then, you know, if I want to go to daily mass, that's where I'm supposed to be spiritual. That's where I'm supposed to do spiritual things. But
like I'll find God, you know, when I'm doing religious things, and that can happen. But I'd like to think that God is bigger than that. You know, that we can certainly find God in the day to day. And there's a quote from Father William Byron, a Jesuit, and he says it's a wonderful quote. He says, "God is there to be found in the world of work." Yeah. I mean, I can't say it any other way except God is there, you know. I mean, I think it was Merton who said, in all the silences of the world, God is present. And so, you know, whether it's really, really noisy at home with little kids, or whether it's a very quiet kind of, I don't know, a library or whatever, I mean, gee whiz, God is everywhere. And so wherever we're going to find ourselves working, I like to think that the Lord is right there with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's talk leadership real quick, because I mean, that's always something that's fascinated me and has been a because as a leader, you have to be organized, you have to be efficient, and you have to teach others how to do that too. And so what are some of your tips on that, you know, things that you've experienced on how to create effective leaders?
Well, I think you're totally on the money. I worked for a priest one time, and he was really, really wise. And he said, "Mike, there's always going to be somebody smarter, better looking, taller, whatever." You know, he said, "The one thing that I have almost total control over is my time." And so he said, my leadership is going to be marked by good productivity and time management and things like that. So, I think you do have to model it, and you're always going to be judged. School in the summer is really different from school during the regular year. And I try to practice and preach that work-life balance. So I left today at maybe 4:30 to go so I could come home for a swim with my kids at the lake. There are some who would see that and say, gee whiz, you know, the president is leaving early. And then there are others who would say, oh, he's spending too much time. He should be, you know, at home more. So you're always going to be judged. And if that's the case, then you just have to do what you think is best and let the people, you know, the sideliners, they're just going to think whatever they're going to think. And so you have to model it, and it takes real courage. I mean, it's bravery almost to practice productivity, and that to me is leadership over your schedule. It's leadership over your time. It's your commitments. It's saying no to things, even when you probably want to say yes, because I think God, you know, makes a lot of us into yes men, and you know, we just want to help. We want to be good, powerful folks for good, but. I think it's all those things you said, and it takes courage to really demonstrate leadership, even over something as simple as your own schedule.
Yeah, definitely. Just got interrupted a little bit. Sorry about that. noises in the background with my father-in-law building stuff. Speaking of big burly men. But no, that's awesome. That's something that I'm just recently learning is how to say no. Because, especially as a small business owner, you have to say no a lot to people that you really want to help. And I mean, because time, that's your most scarce resource.
Yes.
And no matter what it is, you can always have more money. You can always have all that stuff, but you can never get that back. So saying no is huge. And I never really equated that to leadership, and that's fantastic. So how can people find you? And find out what you're doing, or you speak as well too, right?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I mean, I think that work is so full that I don't have as busy a speaking schedule as I used to a few years ago. But I am available, and first of all, they can find our school. It's www.morriscatholic.org, and there's a lot of things there. We are going to be launching a brand new website this summer. It's going to be amazing, but we really do have an amazing school with terrific, terrific students. And I like to say we have the best parents in all of Morris County. And I'm really fortunate in that I get to work with some very talented folks. So that's one way. In terms of my blog, you can go to thedailysaint.com. You can find my podcast through iTunes. Just type in The Daily Saint. Also, I'm on Twitter at The Daily Saint, and that should do it. But I always love hearing from folks, and we're hoping to have the famous Dean Soto on The Daily Saint podcast soon.
That'd be awesome.
I know that's going to drive traffic through the roof.
Yeah, right. Actually, it's the opposite way, my friend. Trust me.
But I'm pretty reachable, and I've been writing for a long time now, so there's probably a boatload of stuff on the internet. You can certainly do a Google search for Mike St. Pierre, and I really do like hearing from folks, and I like the conversation. You know, I like hearing from people who are saying, "Gee, I'm stressed out at work. What can I do differently?" Or I'd like to try this, bit of technology. Would that help, or is that a waste of time? I mean, that's a fun conversation for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. I'm excited. Well, fantastic, fantastic. You know what? We'll definitely have you on the show again and talk about specifics. I'm so glad to have met you. And, when I actually started my blog, I had no idea that there was another blog that was very similar to mine out there. And yeah. Oh. every person who emails me who says, "Oh, there's no blogs out there like yours," I'm like, actually, there is. So.
Yeah, there's not a lot of us, but that's our gift to the church in a lot of ways too, and it's why it's so important we keep doing it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, my friend. You have a great rest of your evening, and we will definitely talk again. And I can't wait to be on the Daily Saint podcast.
Great. Hey, Dean, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. Have a great one.
Take care.
Bye. Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview as much as I did, because that was awesome. Yeah, Mike is absolutely amazing, isn't he? Very cool. Has a ton of resources. Many more resources than I have. I have a lot of favorite authors, but man, does that guy read, if you can't tell. So definitely head over to thedailysaint.com. Check out a lot of the stuff that he has. He has a podcast as well that I highly recommend that you subscribe to. If you have any questions, feel free to email him. He is very, very approachable. And he's just another Catholic out there that is trying to show that, you know, really work does lead to holiness. And if you want to be a saint, you have to do everything to the best of your abilities and really do the things that God created you to do. So with that, I'm going to ask you guys once again. Yes, I asked at the beginning of the show, but I'm also going to ask right now. Will you please call me? Yes, please. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your questions. I want to hear your thoughts, feedback, whatever it is. 714-643-5301. That's 714-643-5301. That is the Productive Catholic and all of my other podcast voicemail line 24/7. You will not be talking to me unless you want to. You can leave me a voicemail and say, hey, Dean, I want to talk to you. But you can leave a message and I will play it on the show. So if you want to plug something, if you want to plug your blog, you want to talk about something that you want everyone who listens to this podcast to know, give me a call. 714-643-5301. So with that, everybody, I am going to let you go. And I had a blast. We will have a lot more interviews in the future. Might not be this next episode, but we'll see what happens. And we'll be talking about things that I know of in the future, like networking, maybe even talk about entrepreneurship, a little bit more of the business side of things, Catholic entrepreneurship, which is a topic that I think a lot of people would want to hopefully hear and relate to. All right, guys, have a great rest of your week, day, and so on. I will be seeing you later. But once again, give me a call, 714-643-5301. Leave me some feedback, your questions, and so on. Have a great week. Talk to you later, guys. God bless, and keep up the good work.